This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you'll get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
Turn us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Hello, and welcome to the Home Talk USA radio program. Right here on the King's Broadcasting Network with the Professor of Theology and Doctor of Common Sense. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Air King, one of the manufacturers of indoor air quality technology, ventilation systems and range hoods, and the 2012-13 Energy Star Partner of the Year for Protecting the Environment, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Aye, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. I am the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, as we begin this hour, my guest is going to be Jack Armstrong. He is the executive director of the Structural Insulated Panel Association. Now, let me give you a little background on this organization. When this radio program first started many years ago, pretty much around the country, we were not too much familiar with what they call SIPs, or Structural Insulated Panels. Well, right after Hurricane Katrina, when we were looking for different building technologies, I personally ran across the Structural Insulated Panel Companies. Well, there's an organization that's actually there to promote their industry. And as of you all know out there over the years, I am a fan of SIPs. Well, it's been probably 10 years, I hate to say it, since the Structural Insulated representative has been on this show. So I thought we'll get him back on, revisit what's happening in the technology, because you got to remember, 10 years ago compared to now, you know, technologies have changed. But I'm glad to have him online, and his name is Jack Armstrong. And I know I'm kind of blowing Jack away. He has no clue that I'm even saying this, and he ain't paying me nothing to say it. But welcome, everyone. Hey, Jack, how you doing, my buddy?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for the kind words about the technology. And, wow, 10 years goes by fast with Hurricane Katrina and all of that Make It Right campaign, all that stuff after.
I did a whole bunch of shows, 4 or 5 years after Katrina. You know, because Katrina's been 16 years now, but it's been 10 years since, you know, we talked about the SIPs. I became a fan, and as I'm telling you, you're not paying me anything to say that, because we had to do a lot of rebuilding down in the Gulf Coast area. I mean, we got wiped out. And and I tell you, it's a real good. So we're going to talk about the features and benefits. What are SIPs? And we're going to re-educate our audience. So hey, what is a SIP or a structural insulated panel?
Well, you know, I am glad you asked. So for those of the people that don't really understand or can't imagine one in their head, so I oftentimes think about describing to people. Think of a big Oreo cookie. And you have white foam, expandable polystyrene foam in the center of the Oreo cookie, if you will, in the sandwich. And then on the outside, the wafers of the cookie, if you will, the facers or the sheet structural sheathing are oriented strand boards. And so that's really the main guts of what a structural insulated panel is. So the the EPS foam, expandable polystyrene foam, sometimes it's also polyurethane foam, is typically adhered or structurally bonded through adhesives to the oriented strand board on the outside. And so it makes just this really strong structural panel that spans well, and it can be in different sizes, like you say, up to, you know, typical piece of plywood or oriented strand board is 4 foot by 8 feet. But in the industry, the biggest panels are all the way up to 24 feet long. So you can have 8 feet wide, 24 feet long. So it could be small panels, you know, with the doors and windows already cut out in them, or large panels that are used even for commercial roofing and things like that. So pretty diverse system.
Well, Jack, tell my audience how long SIPS has really been around. It's really not a new technology, to be honest with you, but
not at all.
Yeah, and it's that's what it's kind of amazing. Yeah, they're not new, but can they really be trusted for my audience that's maybe on the bubble or not pretty much familiar?
Sure thing. So, you know, SIPS really kind of came into their own. They were used early on back during the concept, even during the 50s and 60s of building with panels. And originally the gentleman from Dow thought of using foam as a core for these panelized systems. And then really what happened was once plywood came into the world in the 1970s and early 1980s, but then moreover when they were replaced with oriented strand board or OSB, you really started to get these structural facers of wood that were strong and had a lot of new technology and high performance attributes that had never happened before. And so really started picking up in the 1980s. A lot of the testing and implementation started happening. Then the Structural Insulated Panel Association, SIPA, as we call it, was formed in 1990 with a group of the manufacturers around North America to really try and just put together a great marketing campaign, a great base of knowledge of just the subject matter expertise with all the testing and, you know, the load charts and the tables and the sophisticated engineering and connectivity details to make all the engineers feel happy, you know, in every climate zone across the country and every size zone. So, yeah. Been used extensively since the 1980s.
Now, you're the organization, and it's called the Structural Insulated Panel Association. What is that? I know you represent them, but more y'all there for the educational base of for the SIPS. Am I correct?
That's like, exactly right,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, many times people, you know, different manufacturers are funded at different levels as far as marketing, but more importantly, sometimes if you're buying something from somebody, you feel like, well, he'll tell me anything just to sell it. So
yes.
The idea of having a kind of neutral third-party arms-length organization that really represents the ethics of the industry, one of the best practices when it comes down to doing testing and getting into building code reports and things like that with, you know, the International Residential Code and stuff like that, that's really where trade associations come in. So instead of everybody having to test their individual panel different times, there's a consolidated industry approach. So much like you find in the automotive industry or the roofing industry, these trade associations that really help educate architects, educate builders, have training programs, if you will. So, for example, for builders, there's what we call the Building Education with SIPS training program. We call it the BEST program, B-E-S-T, Building Education with SIPS training. And so individual builders can take their 10 little one-hour courses, take their certificate, pass the test, and get a registration or a credential
as
a registered builder.
Hold on a thought right there, my friend. Jack Armstrong, the Executive Director of the Structural Insulated Panel Association, is our guest today. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget to check our website. That's right, our television show at HometalkTV.com. We have 61 episodes sitting there. You can watch all the past television segments. And don't forget, we're going to be shooting season 4 coming up in a couple months. So I'm excited, and we're going to have all that information available on our website at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire that today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Man, we're going to pass a good time here. Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, welcome back to the old only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Do you know that Home Talk USA now is the number one most listened to and downloaded home improvement show? That's right. So check it out, HomeTalkUSA.com. Hey, we're talking to Jack Armstrong. He's the executive director of the Structural Insulated Panel Association. It's been a while since I've had a representative of the organization to come on the show and talk about structural insulated panels, or SIPs, we call it. A lot of you out there have been hit, you know, our hearts and prayers, you know, with you. But some of y'all have lost or partially lost your homes in Florida, South Louisiana. So you're going to be looking to maybe look at some other building technologies, and that's what we're doing right now. But, Jack, and what's amazing about your organization, it's not promoting one company, obviously, but it's taken all the heads of these companies, all the research and development heads of these companies, and put them all in a room in an organization and bouncing ideas, bouncing, you know, building envelope technology and what works here, what works there, and coming up with a strong base, taking everybody's input to make your industry solid. Is that kind of like putting all of, you know, things in a nutshell here?
That's exactly right. You know, you can never have too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. You coming from Cajun land.
You're right.
When it comes to who has the best idea about how to do something right. And, you know, with building and construction, people build all across the country. And with the climate zones changing, the levels of rain, the amount of wind changes, you know, all of these details really change and modify how people want to build in different parts of the country. And so coming together and producing, you know, third-party kind of vetted documents, kind of like our codes. You know, our codes are put together in groups of people. So we come up with a couple of really great documents, you know, things like what you need to know when you're building with SIF for builders.
What?
We have some others for the design community called, you know, design considerations. They have little checklists in the back, you know, oh, you never built with SIF? No problem. These are the things that you need to think about a little bit differently. We even have some, you know, building science guides and things like that to make sure people really understand how to protect wood, how to make sure the fasteners going the right way so you have your hurricane strength resistance and your fire resistance and things like that.
Well, what kinds of parts of building structures can really be built with SIFs?
Anything you can build out of wood, traditionally, dimensional lumber, stick frame, you can build with SIFs. So people think, well, golly, Jack, that's a pretty wide palette there of choices. And that's exactly right. You know, today there are franchise restaurants. You know, Benihana's restaurants are built out of SIFs. The Bahama Breeze restaurants use SIF roofs. There's probably over 257 11s built out of SIFs. So it's used in the commercial space. A lot of these three- and four-story Marriott Courtyard hotels, you know, these side of the highway and interstate motels and hotels that are built because it's fast, dependable, it's repeatable. But it's not just for residential homes. It can be multifamily apartment buildings, you know, several hundred store units going up three and four stories, in addition to things like a beautiful custom-built home or a timber frame home or schools and churches, things like that.
Now,
barns.
Yeah. Now, I assume that the building codes allow for the use of SIPs now, and are they, I guess I want to know, is are they code improved?
They certainly are. And so SIPs have been in the International Residential Code, you know, what we talk about, the IRC, way back since 2007. And every supplement, especially as it's gotten tighter with our International Energy Residential Codes, you know, the IECCs and stuff, now requiring people to check their air tightness and do blower door tests. And that's really where technologies like SIFs come into being. But even places like Florida for high-velocity hurricane zones, building, you know, 200-mile-an-hour resistant structures along the coast there, it's in the Florida Building Code as well. So a variety of different regional codes as well as national model codes.
Does SIFs stand up to the hurricanes, fires, and floods, though?
They actually do. And, you know, people think about pretty much since, what is it, mid-90s, 95, when we had Hurricane Andrew down here in Florida. I live in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And the new codes post-2003, there haven't been many of the new buildings that have actually blown down because they require, you know, the tie-down strap, the wind loading, the wind uplift calculations to all be done. So structural insulated panels, you know, SIPS panels, it's equivalent in strength to building out of 2x10 if you add up all the surface carrying area of a structural insulated panel, because it's not just, you know, every 16 inches on center when you have a stud that's carrying the load. It's two continuous sheets of sheathing. So they're very, very strong.
Now, I'm going to put my general contractor's hat on. Now, I'm a general contractor. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to this show. Is it maybe I'm not familiar with SIPS, or maybe I am, but I'm just scared to use it. And it's kind of hard to change old habits. But to our contractors out there, is it more complicated to build with SIPS? How would you address that?
It's actually less complicated.
Okay.
And the reason why is so many things are happening less on site. You know, you're dealing with a set of drawings, kind of like when you order a specialty window package 6 weeks in advance. You're ordering your SIP panels and your SIP roof and wall package. So the doors are cut out, the windows are cut out. You have large panels coming in. So you're tilting them up, you're fastening them together with your specialized long screws. And it actually, at the end, when you have your, you know, 600 to 1,000 square feet of panel a day that you're setting, you actually have a fully sheathed, fully insulated wall system and roof system that's kind of ready to go and dried in with your conduits for electrical already routed through the wall. So kind of what takes seven
All
or
right.
eight steps normally, you do in like three.
Jack, I'm going to have to cut you off, my friend. We're just out of time. I could probably spend a couple hours on this, and it's so great to have you guys back. Looking forward to getting y'all back in the future. Give us a website. How can we learn about the SIPS, SIPA organization?
Yeah, best thing, we have a great website. It's World Wide Web, SIPS.org, SIPS.org. Go there, great instructions, videos, YouTube channels, all that jazz.
Say it one more time.
World Wide Web, SIPS.org, SIPS.org.
Jack Armstrong.
Insulated panels.
Jack Armstrong, thank you so much for being our guest.
My pleasure.
All right, that was Jack Armstrong with the Structural Insulated Panel Association. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with another guest, another topic, right here on Home Talk. Yay!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump heading to Valdosta, Georgia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. The president campaigning for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Supporters of the president lining up early to see him.
I'm not sure that I really want to vote for those two, but do we have a choice? Can we afford to lose the Senate?
6 million residents in the San Francisco Bay Area are being told to stay home starting this weekend. The order kicks in to limit the spread of the coronavirus when certain regions hit 85% capacity in their ICUs. The order also calls for hair and nail salons to close, restaurants to be takeout only, and businesses to cut occupancy to 20%.
It's really hard to keep a business going when the changes are happening constantly.
Those comments from a restaurant manager in San Francisco. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. We are live on location right now. I'm the Cajun Man. I'm the originator and not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. Keyword is what? Home Talk USA. All right, my next guest to the show, his name is Stuart Wrench. He is with a company called ATX LED. We're going to learn about their, well, what is a DC lighting system, and this company was going to be on my show at one of the trade shows, and as you know, the trade shows got canceled, and I thought we'd get them on and learn a little about the future of LEDs and wireless systems and smart home systems and how we're going to tie all this together. He's on the line right now. His name is Stuart Wrench. Hey, Mr. Stuart, how you doing, my buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, tell us a little bit about ATX LED, a little bit about the company, a little bit about y'all history, and exactly what y'all produce, and how it's going to benefit my life.
Yeah, so ATX LED has been around for about 4 years now. And what we've really brought to market is an attainable way to get high-quality LED lighting. We've gone back to the drawing board and solved a lot of the problems that traditional lighting systems have had, whether it be bad flicker, bad dimming, bad color. There's just lots of problems that people had, early deaths of LEDs. That don't last the 20 years that everybody was promised when they bought their stuff. So we went back to the drawing board. We created an end-to-end solution, really focused on kind of the new construction side of things, where you have a blank palette. And at the end of the day, we're installing, or our systems are being installed in homes and giving people the best quality lighting and dimming that they've been able to have since LED came out.
Well, I did numerous shows on this. Little history on LED lighting. It was something that during the green era, where the federal government came in and wanted the lighting industry to get away from incandescent bulbs. But the problem is that the federal government, the technology was there, but it wasn't developed, and they put a lot of pressure on the LED manufacturers. Let's just face it, it was just not good, okay? But it took some years for the industry and the manufacturers to catch up with technology, and now obviously LED lighting is the future. It's got so many benefits, especially when you talk about green and you talk about energy savings and stuff like that. And that was the whole purpose, right, of LED technology, is to save electric and make it more incandescent and more bringing lighting into the 21st century. Am I correct?
Sure. I mean, LED lighting brings a lot of benefits, energy savings being one of the most obvious. But then you also, when done correctly, you can have a much more controlled environment where you can do things like shift the color throughout the day to more match natural sunlight. So cooler, brighter blues during the day, and then warm it down around the sunrise or sunset time period, for example. You know, these are all things that LEDs are, as a technology, are perfectly capable of. But one of the biggest problems that we saw and have seen is that when LED came, like you said, there was a huge push to get it to market, and everybody just looked around at the existing infrastructure, and they said, okay, well, we've got a socket where we screw in a light. Let's shove a bunch of electronics into the bottom of it. And turns out that gets really hot, and
very hot.
Electronics don't like heat. And so that's what, when the LED dies in your home today, like if you have a screw-in lamp and it dies, it's not the LED that's dying. It's all the other circuitry that's involved in taking high voltage and converting it down to the small of the low voltage that an LED actually works off of, which is why we designed our whole system to be low voltage LED or DC power from the get-go, because that's the native language, so to speak, of LED is low voltage DC.
Well, it's again, you made some good points there, and it's a whole system, I call it a whole envelope, that had to be caught up with each other. But then you had the situation where you had the lighting system, but no technology or, Wi-Fi or wireless systems. But now you had to integrate wireless and which can go through a Wi-Fi with the technology. So it's really evolving, is what I'm saying. So it's a good time now because LED is actually catching up with technology. Does that make sense?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think the timing is right now. A lot of the kinks have been worked out. And we're starting to get the real benefits for the users, not just from a superficial standpoint, but bringing something that can really improve the quality of light and the experience of lighting at all price ranges, not just reserved for the luxury markets.
Yeah. Now let's talk about, y'all use this term called DC lighting system. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so DC is short for direct current. Two types of voltages out there for those who don't know. For power, there's alternating current and direct current. Our homes, since electricity really came into the homes, have been operating on a high voltage alternating current or AC current system. And again, that was great when you were lighting incandescent lamps. They worked perfectly off of alternating current. But LEDs work off of this direct current, which stays at a fixed voltage and doesn't cycle. So anytime you want to operate an LED, you have to convert AC power into DC power. That conversion is very lossy. You actually lose a lot of power and energy in that conversion, and it introduces a little problem.
Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We've got to take a short break. There's some music. We're talking to Mr. Stuart Wrench. He is with a company called ATX LED. We're learning about LED systems, LED lighting systems, the most current technology that is available to the homeowner, you. So we hope you stay with us right here on Home Talk USA. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to hire that today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we do invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. We got 61 episodes sitting there for you to watch. When you're sitting there not home and got nothing to do and you want to learn about home improvements and technology, check it out. 61 episodes. So, hey, you can watch an episode for the next 4.5 years and never watch the same episode twice. So check it out. Michael King, HomeTalkTV.com. Hey, we're having a great conversation with Stuart Wrench. He's with a company called ATX LED. We're learning about LED lighting. Before the break, though, Stuart, you was explaining a little bit about the terminology of what is DC technology. But let's talk about some of your products that y'all offer. And is it a do-it-yourself installation, or do you have to be an electrician? Or just talk about the the product itself.
Yes, this is not a do-it-yourself product at this point. We are primarily focused on the new construction process. So you would get these products through your electrician or your low voltage electrician in your local market there.
Okay, so let's talk about the products though itself.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, it's an end-to-end solution. So we have from the part that the users get to enjoy, we have lights, we have switches and dimmers, and then we have the central distribution panel. You know, in our world, it's basically we have an analog for all of the traditional products that you would have. So similar to a circuit breaker, we have a central low voltage distribution box that acts to allow the wiring to go through the home to carry this low voltage DC power out to the switches and the dimmers. We have a whole range of switches and dimmers that go from just basic on-off, easy to use, up to through basic dimming, as well as our smart and controllable switches and dimmers. And those you can control through Alexa or smart things or your control system of choice for if you're into the smart home side of things. And a lot of our products also support, and the dimming products, support this tunable white. I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier about circadian rhythm and the ability to shift the color with the time of day, and that's actually driven out of our switches. You have to have lights to support it, which we do offer. But the switches and the dimmers is what drives the ability to shift that color either on demand or based on the time of day.
And again, you said it's not a DIY. It's something. Do y'all train, or what kind of support do y'all have?
Absolutely. So when a new electrician or new partner comes on board, we have training videos and resources available to bring people up to speed. You know, the good news is that we spend a lot of time architecting our solution to be very similar to what they've been doing for years with traditional high voltage lighting. We just change it around a little bit. We use skinnier wires. We make the connectors easier to use than what they're used to using. So it's not a very steep learning curve for them, but we do support them through that process.
And now again, what is the biggest benefit though to use your type of lighting technology though? Because it all boils down to features and benefits. You know what I mean?
Sure thing. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the biggest benefit comes in just having the best quality lighting with the least amount of negative artifacts. So flicker is a huge problem with LED, and I'm not necessarily talking about flicker that you can see. So you've probably seen like the truly turn on and off, and you can visually see, and that's annoying. But underneath, in a lot of LED products, there's a subliminal flicker that happens so fast that you don't really see it happening. But you feel it, and you get headaches, and you have eye strain, and you get fatigued when you're in rooms that are lit by these low-quality LEDs. And they're all over the market for LEDs that have significant flicker. Our LEDs have been tested by independent labs to have they rated in percentages. And, a good LED is somewhere around 8% flicker, or 30 is even acceptable. Ours come in at 0.14% flicker, so there's no chance that our lights are going to be giving you this headache and the migraine type reaction. So anyway, I went down a rabbit hole there talking about flicker, but I'm very passionate about the quality of lighting, so giving you the ability to really see the colors of the objects in your home the way that they're supposed to be. Yeah, I just love it. liquor side. Sounds like the music's playing me out again.
Yeah, hold on that thought right there, though. We're going to take another short break. We'll come back and wrap up with Stuart Wrench. He's with a company called ATX LED. We're talking about LED lighting. Just basically giving us an update of what's in the industry, what's happening in the industry, and so great to have him. But don't forget to check out our show, HometalkTV.com. Available to you through Home Talk, through the internet, and through our internet TV channel. You can watch. We got about 60-some episodes sitting there, so we always get the very best of home improvement information and education. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It could be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, got some exciting news. If you was listening last week, we did sign on this network again for the 2021 season. So I'm going to be back on the air for our 23rd year here on the Generous Communication Radio Network. 23 years providing education information. So I'm excited, and we're going to be posting some stuff on the social circles. But again, you can follow me on your social circles at Facebook, Twitter. Keyword is what? Home Talk USA. Hey, we're talking to Stuart Wrench, having a great conversation. He is with a company called ATX LED, learning about LED lighting. We don't have much time left, my friend. You've been a great guest. Got a couple minutes, but again, it's all about features and benefits. You guys have been producing now for 4 years, but I think y'all taking LED to the next level, and that's what you're trying to do, is bring LED technology, lighting, home lighting technology to the I call it the Wi-Fi age, you know, the wireless age, and that's basically what it boils down to, providing the adequate lighting in your home where people can actually see what things actually look like. I guess that's it.
Absolutely. Come back on the basics. Make good quality lighting, make it attainable for the whole country, the whole world, to be able to afford systems that used to be reserved only for the high end of the luxury market, and get around all the problems that exist here and just get back to enjoying your space.
Well, my friend, anything else you want to leave us with? Anything that we should know about? Anything earth-shattering coming up in the upcoming months or that we should know or what y'all working on?
Yeah, and just continue to grow the business and get more people's homes lit up properly. That's everything we're focused on every single day of the year. You know, if you're interested to learn more, I'd suggest that you get your builder or electrician partner to come find us at atxled.com, and happy to talk some more and educate you on how we can move forward on a project for you.
What's that website again?
It's atxled.com.
atxled.com. Yeah.
Austin, Texas LED. ATXLED.
I got you. Well, my friend, thank you so much, and wish you guys all the luck and success. And I'm going to be monitoring you and looking at you guys up, and I hope in the future maybe y'all can come down to the Big Easy in New Orleans, and maybe we can shoot a TV episode or something where people can actually see what we're talking about. So give us that website one more time.
ATXLED.com.
ATXLED.com. Spell it out. Thank you. Thank you, Stuart.
All right, thank you. Have a great one.
All right, and thank you for listening to another edition of the very best in home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.